Hello.
Mr. William Randolph Hearst, Jr., sir.
Oh, yeah.
On the line.
Hello?
Hello.
Bill, with 3 weeks to go on that campaign, I just wanted to tell you that one of the reassuring things about my time in this house and also in this campaign has been the support of your papers. And, boy, particularly on that foreign policy and stuff, you've just been great, and I thank you very much.
Well, that's a very simple statement. You, a very, very warm one, and, you, and I appreciate it.
Well, I like those lead editorials.
I'll tell you something.
Yeah.
I was down last week to Lyndon Baines Johnson.
At the ranch.
At the ranch.
Oh, yeah, right.
And between the and me, and I couldn't put it in the paper, and I didn't.
Of course.
That I just ran into him while I was walking around the field. But we lunched with him and spent most of the day, and he said something that I just told Dick Berlin this. He was on the phone when you came on.
Oh, yeah.
He said to me that I wrote from the viewpoint of sympathy with the job and the man who was the president of the United States.
Right.
He said very few columnists did that. They did a lot of...
That's true.
And I think it was because of my own father's death.
Right.
Not that the whole mantle was on my shoulders alone, but enough of it was to acquaint me with the problems of responsibility.
And well,
he knows the president of the United States more than anybody could see.
Well, you've also, Bill, always put yourself in, as you say, in the position also in these great international things, which really is what matters. Speaking incidentally of Johnson, I thought you managed to know, Friday, John Connolly's on TV at 7:30. I have seen the advance on it. It is the best political telecast I have ever seen. It's all on foreign policy, and I would urge you to tune in. 7:30 Friday, John Connolly.
Oh, I will.
And, you know, it's a Democrats for Nixon deal, and it's terrific.
All right.
It sounds like a Hearst editorial.
That's another thing. He is very much of a supporter of yours, Johnson is. And he knows, I said to him this.
Well, he sympathizes with the problem.
No, I said.
And he can't stand the other fellow.
I know it. You've got to get the last week's column. It has to do with that ranch, and you'll see some things that'll make you smile.
Good.
I said to him,
I'll dig it out.
Tell me something, man, and if you had to do that decision of yours over again, knowing what you know now, would you stop the bombing? And he ducked it a little bit first.
Yeah.
Now get this by saying, I stopped it in the hopes that it would be to bring peace.
Right.
That my answer to you would have to be that I would do the same again.
Yeah.
And but he said on his own now, because that wasn't really answering my question with the full. He said, but Dick Nixon is doing the right thing now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
good.
That means that he would do, were he in your job, he would be bombing again, is what it means.
Yeah, we are, and in the end, it'll do the right thing. It'll do it.
This thing would have been over if it hadn't been for Fulbrights and McGoverns and others like that.
Why?
They got a big hunk of America on their side.
Well, when you stop the thing, too, put yourself in the position of the other side. Heck, if you read what these clowns are saying, what would you do? Sit it out, huh?
That's what I mean.
Right.
They have lengthened the war.
Right.
In the name of peace.
Right.
It's a...
Right. We're going to get, one day it's going to be over, and we'll look back, I hope, with some degree.
Yeah.
I just spoke to the POW wives today, and boy, they're the most wonderful people. Those people, they're, you know, they're the ones that ought to be saying bug out, but they don't. They don't say that, the most of them.
Listen here, we'll get a hold of some of those, what the hell are those snails, those fetch snails?
Oh, God, no. I remember how I smelled after that. Right.
Thank you for calling.
Give my best.
Do it.